your Generic Live Show.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Indeed. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Generic Live Show. This is the Generic Live Show. We're doing it for Geeko. Thanks for joining us. It's Dale Campbell here with you in that particular order. You rearrange that intro to whichever order you would like, whichever order floats your boat. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Oh boy, what a week indeed. Just want to get some housewarming business out of the way first. We are in a new home. This is kind of the housewarming party, I guess. I'm not too sure what if you'd call this the in house? A new home. Whoa. Yeah, yes we are. We are on Twitch. We are now doing the live broadcasts from Twitch. twitch.tv/genericliveshow. That's twitch.tv/genericliveshow, all one word, all spelled correctly, all lowercase. twitch.tv/genericliveshow, and we are also simulcasting to geek-io.net/live. That is simulcasting to geek-io.net/live. So we're cross-broadcasting. We're crossing the streams, as the kids are saying. Oh wait, are the kids still saying that? Is that still a popular turn of phrase with the kids? I don't know. Anyway, we'll soon find out. I'm sure the kids will correct me if I'm wrong. But hey, there you go. All right, this is not what you've come here for. Oh, and also the archives will be available later on over at youtube.com/genericliveshow. I had to think about that for a second. youtube.com/genericliveshow is where the archives will be kept for prosperity reasons. Enjoy that as well. It makes a lot of sense to do it this way, I think. But hey, feedback is always welcome. genericliveshow@gmail.com. Just drop us a line and we will go from there. Speaking of dropping a line, haha, see? Segue! Or something, I'm not too sure. Bill Cosby is back in the news. The headline of probably the week. And man, it's been a crazy week. I was saying in the pre-show before, it has been a crazy kind of week here with news over the first couple of days of the week, but it's settling down a lot now, but it started off really well. Bill Cosby's sexual assault case ends in a mistrial. Excuse me as I clear my throat. Ew. The judge in the sexual assault trial of Bill Cosby declared a mistrial Saturday after jurors reported being hopelessly deadlocked after 6 days of deliberations, bringing an inconclusive end to this phase of one of the highest profile cases in recent history. District Attorney Kevin R. Steele of Montgomery County in Pennsylvania immediately vowed to put Mr. Cosby on trial again. The outcome denied vindication to either the defendant or the dozens of women who accused Mr. Cosby, one of the world's best-known entertainers, of assaulting them over the span of decades. From Monday afternoon through Saturday morning, the exhausted jurors deliberated for about 52 hours. Far out. Wow. 52 hours of deliberations. How does that even happen? Yeah, that's a long time to deliberate for. Longer than the defense and prosecution had spent presenting their even cases, as much as 12 hours a day of deliberations. Whew, far out. But they could not reach a unanimous verdict to the charges. Ooh, In the 2004, Mr. Cosby drugged and assaulted Andrea Kosted in his home near here. Over here. It's Pennsylvania. There you go. Judge Stephen T. O'Neill said that he would set a date for a new trial within months. Quote, we would take a hard look at everything involved and then we will retry it, Mr. Steele said, adding that Ms. Kosted, quote, is entitled to a verdict in this case, unquote. Mr. Cosby, 79, and Ms. Kosted, 44, reacted staunchly to the news inside the Montgomery County Courthouse. He watched expressionless as the judge and lawyers spoke, rubbing his face a few times. As he walked out, he said to lawyers, quote, you lead the way, unquote. Wow. Her boy. They, oh, Jesus, that is... That's rough. Miss Kosted did not react visibly to the proceedings, staring straight ahead in her seat in the front row. She stood as Mr. Cosby passed her just a few feet away and then smiling slightly to me. She hugged her supporters, including her mother and six other women who have accused Mr. Cosby. She seemed to be confronting them in more than other way around. Random beeping noise. Her lawyer, Doris Tolarani, said that they look forward to a retrial, adding, quote, we will get to do this again. Wow. This is cheap as a mistrial. I remember this is led up to all of this. Like, this is rough. Like, I thought we were gonna get something out of this for sure, but we don't seem to be getting anything at all. Like, wow. Ugh. Cheapers. Unbelievable. As a restraint, as the two principal figures in the case were, neither spoke to reporters, pent-up emotion poured out on both sides. One accuser, Linny Bernard, wept in the courtroom. Another, Victoria Valentino, says she was, quote, devastated, but work goes on. Mr. Cosby's wife released a scathing statement accusing the district attorney of being, quote, unanimously and exploitively ambitious. Wow. Jeepers. The judge of overtly and aggressively collaborating with the district attorney and some news organizations.
He said in this interview with Michael Smirkanish he will not testify on his own behalf. When Michael Smirkanish asked him about that, it's basically said he didn't want to open up a can of something, have his lawyers scrambling, so maybe cross-examination might be a little much for him. So there's that. And to refresh everybody's memory, this is the Andrea Kosted case from 2004. Cosby's facing three counts of felony aggravated indecent assault. He's pleaded not guilty. Andrea Kosted says she was drugged, sexually assaulted. Cosby's position said, yes, they had sex, but it was consensual. So there's that. Now let's get to this interview. Again, we're just under 3 weeks away from the trial beginning. Michael Smirkanish on Sirius XM Radio is asking him about reasons for all this, and Cosby saying racism could be at the root of the allegations. Here's that.
There are so many tentacles, so many different... Nefarious is a great word. And... I just truly believe that some of it may very well be that.
Now, Michael Smirkanish challenged him, saying not all of the accusers, there's been more than 50, are white. And Bill Cosby, and I'm paraphrasing here, basically saying there's different motivations, maybe like landing a job. More than 50 women, many saying he drugged and sexually assaulted them. So what's Cosby's take on all these women coming forward? Here's that with Michael Smirkanish.
The piling on, so to speak, is a way, and certainly an impressive aggressive way to get public opinion to come to the other side.
Are you telling me that they're all lying?
You know better than that.
Wow. Oh boy, hearing this audio is a bit surreal, to be honest. Like, I don't know what to... I honestly don't know what to think when it comes to Bill Cosby and this trial. It's a bit full on. Like, really? Racism is it the helm of all of this? Somehow I'm not really convinced that it is actually racism at this point. Like, yeah, and this is all alleged. Like, I'm not accusing him of anything. This is all alleged. Allegedly, women are claiming to have done this to him, and it's all alleged, and it's all to be discovered, and it's also in the court of public opinion as well, and it's all layered on top of this alleged blanket. But to claim racism is a little rough. Like, how can you combat that? You can't really combat that at all, to be honest. I mean, on the other hand, it's what other defense would he really have apart from the racism card to play on? There is that as well. So his defense is racism more so than "no, I didn't do it, it's fine" kind of thing. I don't know. I think it's the wrong sort of way to go about this, if that makes sense. However, the outcome, the events leading up to the trial smashed the image Mr. Cosby had built over half a century in showbiz as a genial comedian. The upstanding Peter Familiars in the wild popular 1980s and the 90s sitcom The Cosby Show, and a moralizing public figure. He has admitted to decades of philandering and getting to Quaaludes. Wow, Dale. March. Quaaludes to women and induce them to have sex. He's already admitted to that here, but then when it comes to this particular case, it's racism. I have no words. Man, and I had words when it came to talking about when Donald Trump got elected. I had words to say about that, but I have no words when it comes to this case and how it's meant to be reflective, if that makes sense. I think I've got more of Bill Cosby here, hopefully. Okay, we don't. But it's been revealed the six questions that the jury asked in the Bill Cosby trial. So here are all these questions. Can we see in Mr. Cosby's testimony the part where he called the pills his friends? The jurors asked for a reading of a part of Cosby's deposition from more than a decade ago in which he described giving pills to Constead on the night of the alleged sexual assault in 2004. The drugs he gave to Constead were over-the-counter Benadryl. He said Cosby called his pills, quote-unquote, friends. I have three friends for you to relax. That's a quote from Cosby recalling the deposition of what he told Constead. We would like to see the evidence from C-27 to C-43. Coupled with exhibitions 27 through 43, comprise of a wire portion of Cosby's deposition from more than a decade ago. Among the topics covered are in three portions of the deposition: how Cosby met Constard, and he developed a romantic interest in her; Cosby's deposition of what he says was a romantic encounter with Constard before the night of the alleged assault; Cosby's deposition where he says of what happened on the night of the alleged assault, which includes all testimony covered in question one. The next question is, will you please define what it means in count three, without her knowledge? The jury asked the court to define the phrase, without her knowledge, in the third count of the aggravated incident assault charge against Cosby. The next question was, can we see the initial report to the Durham police or what the court reporter recorded of that interview of Audrea Constead? Canadian Detective Dave Manson of Durham Regional Police took down the report on Constead's sexual offence claim in January of 2005. Wow. She made the report on her home province of Ontario, Canada. Last week, Manson testified in court about his interview with Constead. The next up on... Next up is... where are we? Hang on. Next up is, can we here see the testimony of Andrea Constead on the night of the incident? Constead testified over 2 days last week for the prosecution and had spoken about the night of the alleged assault by Mr. Cosby. The court reporter read back part of her testimony. The next question was, can we hear the Richard Schaefer testimony about his talk with Mr. Cosby? Sergeant Richard Schaefer with Pennsylvania's Chapman Township Police Department testified last week about January 2005 interview that Cosby gave to police about the alleged assault. Can we hear Cosby's deposition about the Quaaludes? Jurors on Friday morning asked the court to repeat Cosby's deposition in the civil lawsuit was unsealed in 2015. Speaking under oath, Cosby said he acquired seven prescriptions for Quaaludes, the powerful seductive, in order to give them to women of whom he wanted to have sex. Wow. The court asked, what is reasonable doubt? In criminal trials, prosecutor must prove beyond reasonable doubt, the highest standard of proof in the legal system, the defendant committed the crime. So, basically, from what I've understand, reasonable doubt is without question, basically. Guilty without question, if that makes sense. Yeah. We'll run with that. That's what I've read up on, and that's what I've believed it to be. Excuse me. Getting a little tickle in the back of my throat. One of the questions that the jurors ask is, can we hear Gita Constead's testimony on the first phone call with Bill Cosby? That is the accuser's mother testified about her two-hour-plus phone call with Cosby after learning about the alleged assault. The next one is, can we hear Andrea Constead's testimony parting D14, D15? That's the phone records between Constead and Cosby. About Constance's testimony. And can we hear Stuart Parsons' testimony? Was her brother-in-law and also a police officer in Ontario, Canada. But man, this story, like, it is rough. And man, have it end in a mistrial. That is something else entirely. Like, what can you do in that case? You can't really Yeah, there's only so much you can do, and it's a bit, it definitely is a bit much. So there's, again, not much. I have no words. I'm just, if it seems like I was reading for most of that, it was because I was, because boy, it was something else. So you can't, and you can have your own opinion, and again, it is all alleged, so there is also that, but it's rough. It's all up in the air. I'm sure. I'm actually stunned that it was a mistrial. And when this news came in on Monday, when it came across my desk on Monday, when I was here on Monday, it was just, what? So we'll continue to analyze this next hour. We've got a bunch of audio next hour that hopefully works, because yeah, this ship is it's not sailing itself today. It's a bunch of work, but it is wow, okay. Oh, as we continue here on the Jerk Live Show for a Sunday. Wow, way to start the show hot, Dale. Jesus. Alright. As we continue here on the Jerk Live Show, well, Pokemon Go has had a huge update to you, but and we'll tell you all about it as we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday in our brand new home at twitch.tv/genericliveshow with simulcast on geek-io.net/live. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday. We're doing it for Geek.io as per always. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's 9:21.
Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure to be here on a Sunday in our brand new home here at twitch.tv/genericliveshow, simulcastgeek-io.net/live. It's Dale Campbell here with you. So Pokemon Go is apparently a thing, I guess. It's still happening. People are still playing Pokemon Go. We'll talk about this a little bit early on. Yeah, people are still playing Pokemon Go. It's exciting. And they're really celebrating their first birthday. So I guess it's been around for nearly a year, you guys. Pokemon Go. Wow, so with a bunch of updates that happened with Pokemon Go, most of which is probably not here in Pokemon Go yet. Not here in Australia yet, I suppose, because we live in a regional area, so Pokemon Go is not really something that is looked at here in Australia much. I mean, we have it, and I suppose it is something that people play, so there you go. But raids have arrived, which is a part of the new gym system, I suppose, because they did take down the gyms for a little bit to implement these raid systems. They're a breath of fresh air, apparently, according to Forbes writer Dave Thea. There you go. The game has a genuine multiplayer function for the first time since launch, along with the opportunity to battle with some colossal Pokemon and snag rare rewards to boot. It's an entirely new system, however, the rules are different than the traditional gym battles. Read on to learn how to participate. First, you've got to find a raid. If you live in an area with lots of gyms, that should be hard. Just tap the nearby tracker on the lower left, swipe over to raids, and you'll see a list of what's going on around you. Ta-da! There you go. Ta-da! There you go. And lost where I was up to. The times listed in that window are when the raids will start, displayed in military time, so 24-hour time. If you select a raid and go over to the gym where it is happening, it'll have a countdown timer by an egg to show you how long you have until it starts. Things will be a little difficult if you don't have any gyms in your immediate vicinity. In that case, you'll have to go near a gym and hope that there's a raid going down soon. But there people will be adding more raids, and of course this will encourage people to get back into groups and play as groups again, like Pokemon Go first happened when it came out. I knew that a bunch of people used to play Pokemon Go in groups, so that would happen. So when you're at a gym when a raid is happening, first you get a raid pass if you haven't gone already. You get one free with every 24 hours by spinning a gym photo disc, or you can buy extra ones in the store for coins, because revenue! Go to the gym and tap on the egg in the lower left. You'll notice a number of faces below it in which indicate how difficult the raid is going to be. 4 being the maximum, 1 can be saluted by high-level players. Next, say hi to anyone standing nearby. They are your teammates. Aww. Aww, it encourages people to talk. How exciting. When the raid goes live, the boss Pokemon will show up front and center. Hit battle and spend your raid pass. God. It's like a nightclub, but you get a pass for free drinks and you don't have to pay for cover charge. So there you go. You can either make a private group with just your friends, or allow the game to matchmake you with nearby players. Oh god, it's Pokemon Tinder. That's where it's at. It's Pokemon Tinder time. Once you're in, you'll notice a series of 3 Pokemon icons in the upper left that are new players you can use to join your group. I have this person, the maximum is about 20. You can do all that. After that, you'll pick up a chance to assemble a team of 6 Pokemon. So, pick some good ones. This person's used Psychic as a kind of catch-all, be-all thing. After that, you'll be in a battle. Basically, it works like a normal gym battle, except you'll notice some other friendly Pokemon trying to do your boss. Trying to... God, that sounded weird. And try to kill the boss Pokemon. Do the boss. Dale. Stomp. If you've got enough people, the boss will go down quick enough, and after that happens, you'll receive a certain number of rewards, such as TMs, golden raspberries, and special candies. After that, the boss will be downgraded to a regular, if fairly solid, Pokemon. Then you'll get a chance to use some special Premier Balls to capture it, and try not to miss. On your second raid, some of these golden raspberries can make a huge difference, apparently. Excuse me. And that's how you'll be fighting some boss monsters in Pokemon Go. Legendaries will be added eventually. The introduction of TMs, technical machines, like special moves. You can change your moves now, which I'm looking forward to getting in there. I said this last time there was a big major Pokemon Go update. I want to get back in there again and give it a whirl. So it's... I do definitely want to give it some time to go in there and definitely give it another chance. But I've no one to play with, that's my problem. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for our Sunday, well, Lund, there was another tragic event that happened in London over the last week. unfortunately. London doesn't seem to be getting any breaks lately, does it? Poor London. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Kimball here. We're here with you, twitch.tv/genericliveshow with Simplecast on geek-io.net/live. It's Dale Kimball here with you. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show as per always. It's 9:31.
Hold on tight. This is the Generic Live Show.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Yes, it's Dale Kimball here with you on a Sunday. Yeah, we're literally going to be telling you this every single time we come back from commercial break. It's a Generic Live Show here with you on a Sunday in our new home, twitch.tv/genericliveshow. twitch.tv/genericliveshow with Simplecast on geek-io.net/live. And yeah, it's technical issues, and I thought we'd be having technical issues, but I know what the technical issues are, so we can work from here indeed. That's all we can do. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. And there you go. So London is not getting a break anytime soon, is it? It really, really isn't. A man suspected of mowing down a crowd of exiting Ramadan prayers at a London mosque early Monday has been identified. Let's play this video, and hopefully a commercial will interrupt me, because we haven't had that happen in a while.
Well, the Metropolitan Police have just named the suspect, 47-year-old facing charges of murder and attempted murder, but also he is facing a host of terrorism charges, preparation, instigation, planning of a terrorist attack, and it is the counterterrorism police here who are investigating last night's attack. Now, Osborne drove that van right after Ramadan prayers into a crowd of worshipers. He was then pummeled by people in the crowd until the imam of the Finsbury Park Mosque ordered them not to harm him, to wait for police. Police ultimately arrested Osborne at the scene. This is what the mayor of London had to say about what happened last night.
The attack on Westminster Bridge, the attack on London Bridge, the attack in Manchester, the attack last night, all of these are attacks on our shared values of freedom, of tolerance, and of respect. And terrorism is terrorism, whether someone's inspired by an Islamist narrative or other forms of, inverted commas, inspiration.
One man was killed. He had fallen ill and was being attended to on the street when that van plowed into him. 10 people are injured. The van appears to have come from a Welsh company. Whether it was rented or stolen is unclear. Searches are being made right now in Cardiff, Wales. And Julie, authorities are looking into whether or not this was simply a crime of opportunity or whether it was a premeditated attack. What they are saying is they are definitely going to up security around mosques, which are particularly busy right around now as the Muslim holy month of Ramadan is coming to a conclusion.
Oh, no, I don't want to play the next video. Hey, how about I don't do that? All right, that is...
Oh, it's time.
Right. That is Fox News, and yes, I did censor the person's name again. Don't want to be giving these people any more publicity. I don't do that. That's not what I do, because, you know, I don't... Again, shame on me for doing that. I some people are saying, but I don't like giving those people airtime, so there you go. The man suspected of plowing down has been identified, sources told Sky News. At least one person was killed with 10 injured in the assault, which authorities are treating as a terrorist attack. And I think on this program, or at least somewhere else, we were defining what terrorism actually was. I think it was actually on last week's show. We actually defined what terrorism actually was defined as, and it's very vague in its nature. The suspect, reportedly a father of four, was arrested on the suspicion of terror offences in the collision with pedestrians outside Muslim Welfare House, Metropolitan Police said. People at the scene shouted at him, "Why did you do that? Why?" Quote, "This man was not known to authorities in the space of extremism or far-right extremism, unquote. Ben Wallace, British Minister for Secretary, told Sky News. The incident occurred outside Finsbury Park Mosque shortly after midnight after Ramadan prayers. I think that's the scene. Yeah, that's just sound from the scene. Excuse me, if audio listeners, that was a bit quiet. That's what that was. Police said all injured were members of the Muslim community. Oh, gosh. Seriously? Muslim leaders declared the collision as a hate crime and asked the public to stay calm. Police said 8 were injured and taken to 3 hospitals, 2 suffered minor injuries, and were treated at the scene. Witnesses reported seeing at least one person receiving chest compressions. Oh, jeepers. Police said that person was the lone death in the incident and was unclear if it was the van that actually caused the death in all of it. It's still, though, a person lost their life, ultimately. Like, what can you do? That's definitely not worth it, I suppose. Prime Minister Theresa May described the attack as sickening attempt to destroy liberties that unite Britain, such as freedom of worship. She added that the man acted alone. The man said earlier she would chair an emergency security cabinet session later Monday, and her thoughts were with injured, their loved ones, and emergency officials who responded to the incident. You know, Britain. Wow. Is this... I've got some more audio here. This has got the caption, "What the H is going around?" But yeah, no kidding. Like, there must be... What is happening to London? Like, quite honestly, like, is there something I'm missing in London that has happened that I'm not getting, or is there, you know, there's something going on in London, and I don't know what it is. And again, it's sickening, and it's terrifying, and it's all those things. But what you need to understand, what is indeed happening, to fully understand, to fully understand it, I guess. I don't know. That's just, that is definitely just me, I guess. Anyway, so, but London police closed the area to normal traffic. Of course, a helicopter circled above as a large cordon was established to keep motorists and pedestrians away. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn said in a tweet he was shocked by the incident. British Terror Alert has been set as severe, meaning another attack is highly likely. Man, Wow. And another story, though. The UK man was charged with terrorism-related murder. And the man who was identified... victim died from multiple injuries, police say. So there you go. Osborne, the attacker, is accused of driving a van into a crowd of worshippers near Finsbury Park. What the... Yeah, and it was a... From all reports, it was a renter van, too. That's what doesn't make sense to me. It was a renter van. It was arrested shortly after attack on several counts of including preparation or interrogation of terrorism. There you go. Man, there's something in the UK waters there, I guess, of this terrible strand. But again, the thing is, how can it be stopped, or how can it be reduced to a point where, how can it be reduced to a point where we get back to a comfortable level? Like, what triggered all of this, I suppose, is what I'm trying to get at. Like, what caused all of this to come to fruition? Was it one person doing it? Because the thing with... let me talk into the microphone. The thing with this attack is that ISIS is not taking credit. I think it is actually commonly referred to as taking credit. So ISIS is not taking credit for this attack, this one right here, but it's not taking credit for this particular attack, but it, and this is a lone wolf attack. So, and it's kind of interesting. This one involves vans as well. And we saw a van in another attack just recently, probably last year. But, I don't know. And one thing I did notice is the Gold Coast. And this is kind of related, I guess. The Gold Coast is going to be a huge target next year, and authorities are ramping up, because one thing is that the massive security threat also, but one thing that they are looking at is trying to implement these kind of pipe things that kind of stick out of the ground and trying to prevent trucks from going where pedestrians are standing, particularly poles on side of, you know, the side of footpaths and sidewalks on the side there, trying to stick them up. It's hard to describe these things without actually drawing it for you, but trying to stick those up, you know, when a parade is on, trying to kind of get these big stump pole things that pop out of the ground to go behind the last float or last group of people that is kind of going down on the parade. But we should be able to... The point I would want to make is that we're getting to the point where we can't go outside and enjoy these sorts of things, and that's a little sad, really, when you think about it. And these people, you know, whether you agree or not, these people were just doing what they do, and they couldn't even do what they do, which is pray and participate in their activities. I mean, sorry for being so blasé, but I don't know what Ramadan involves. Excuse me for being so blasé with it, but yeah, it's, yeah, they can't even do what they do. So the Commonwealth Games is going to be an interesting one to do it, and London, and bikes in the background. Can you hear that? Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was loud. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, at least it's not rain this week. There you go. Obligatory bike out of the way. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell here with you. Yeah, we're trying, technical difficulties aside, we're pushing through with the show. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, well, it's everyone's favorite segment time. We're checking the Trump tracker. We all love the Trump tracker, don't we? Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for that one day, using that scream and associating it with the President of the United States of America, aren't I? Aren't I? For now, we're going to stick with it. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, twitch.tv/genericliveshow with a simulcast on geek-io.net/live. It's Dale Campbell here. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday. It's 9:50. Whether we're waking you up or putting you to sleep, this is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure as always. We're here and we're doing it. It's alive on a Sunday. We're doing it for Geek.io. Thanks for joining us here. It's a pleasure to be here as per always. You know, technical difficulties aside, it's fine. We're doing what we can. You know, we're safe at least. Podcast people are probably like, "Well, hey, you know, technical difficulties. Everything's all fine on my end." Yeah, that's because you get the shiny, clean version. If you want the raw experience of a live show, you should check it out sometime. It's at 9. If you're in the States, it's a little difficult, but yeah, we try. If you want a live experience, you can get the live experience at why did my brain suddenly go numb? At, God, Jesus, Dale, spit it out, blah, blah. 9 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time Zone, or 7 a.m. in the Eastern American time zone. It is a little early to get up at 4 a.m. on the West Coast to experience the show. But hey, if you're up, it's a Saturday night and you're having a rough time, you know. If you're having a rough time, if you're just home from a Saturday night, what better way than to turn on the show and listen? Why not? So, ladies and gentlemen, it's our favorite time of the show. This is where we get to turn on the Trump tracker and track the president. Indeed. I actually haven't heard much of what's happened to the president this week. To be honest, TBH, I haven't heard much of what's happened. So, excuse me for not knowing much at all. So, there you go. So, there you go, it is what it is. So, but yeah, it is day 157 of the Trump administration. There are 1,303 days left in his term. Oh boy. Us, along with the Washington Post, are tracking 60 pledges that he made in the Contract with the American Voter campaign speech back when he was campaigning. That seemed so long ago, that did. So there you go. One thing that he was promising to do was to... One thing that he was trying to do is to fulfill all these promises. 6 kept, 4 broken, 12 launched, 5 stuck, and 1 compromised. That seems the compromise... not one compromise. The stuck thing seems to be sticking out. We've moved the grow the economy 4% a year to stuck. So those figures, there's been an update in figures, by the way. We got some figures for you. Who wants some good old figures? Some figures for you. So, create at least 10 million jobs in his first term was one of the promises as per made by Trump, and yeah, it's only been 138,000, but net jobs since January is 594,000. So I mean, we're nearly at 1 million jobs since office. But that's the thing, Trump took office and then jobs took a nosedive, but we haven't been back at that point yet, if that makes sense. So there you go. Or is that up 138 singular jobs? That might be 138 singular jobs. I don't actually know, so there you go. But the one thing that has moved in the last week is the 1.2% growth of the economy over the last... in the Q1 of 2017. Excuse me. Wow, got something stuck in my throat. But to be fair, at Q3 2016, that was up a fair ways. So, and it's being up and down and up and down. You know, one of these days, it would be so good to compare Obama and Trump. Ooh, could we do that? Can we get away with that? Ooh, I don't know if we could. That'd be interesting. There you go. We might do that. We might do that one at one point. We might do that. All right. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Well, hour two of the program, and well, Bill Cosby is back in the news. And if you've listened to this first hour of the program, you would know that I have no words on that story. Bill Cosby's trial ends in a mistrial. A mistrial of all things. Wow. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's 10 o'clock.